Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 23:20-21 says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Pay careful attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him." God would bring the people into a place he prepared for them. Imagine going to a place that God has specially designed for you. This place would be perfect for you because he knows you better than anyone else, and he loves to extend his mercy, grace, and love to his children. In John 14:1-3, God tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." God created, loves, and has me on a journey in this life. If I follow him, I will be separate from those who don't follow him. I'll be guarded, and I'll never need to fight a battle because he'll fight for me. He goes to prepare a place for me, and he knows me well. Think about that. For eternity, I'm going to be in a place that God himself has designed for me. And God knows me better than anybody else in the whole universe. I'm excited about that day. I'm excited about living for him today, to be ready for that day, so that when I see him, I'm excited to be with him for eternity. When you get to know God, you want to be with him. Death becomes something that is just an event. It's not a tragedy. It's not something you have to run from. It's not something you have to be afraid of. In fact, you're going to go to a place where somebody who loves you tremendously and is capable of giving you above and beyond anything you could imagine has prepared a place for you. Think about that. In this life, he's provided a place for me to serve him successfully. And in the next life, he's preparing a home for me. I'm not sure it can get any better than that. I don't know how those who have ignored God or their life can look forward to a future, because really they don't have one that's prepared for them. They have one that's prepared for Satan and his angels. And that's not something we were designed to go through. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.